Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Well, welcome and greetings to Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. We're on a modified schedule tonight. We typically start at 7 o'clock p.m., but tonight we were out busy doing some other important work, and we decided to push our show back so that we wouldn't miss you tonight to 8 o'clock. The number to call here is 657-383-0944. We'll only go for an hour, so I encourage you to want to call in or you want to post your question or comment via Facebook Live, please do so. You can do so now. I will be very brief in terms of introduction or monologue, but I do want to yield the floor to a special conversation here tonight. This is a special conversation, making the best of where we are. Now, on this July 25th, 2019, and at this present moment in time, there are many disgruntled young, not just young, but old people in America. Strangely, you ask them, and I have just this week, articulate to me the cause of your frustration. What's got you so angry? The longer it lingers, the more potentially volatile they become. And I saw where the national news, there was a day in New York where I think they thought they were just, it was playful and it was okay, but police officers, the authority of police officers were being disregarded and disrespected by throwing water on them. Again, in their mind, it was okay. That's all right. No harm, no foul, no harm. But that's inappropriate, and that leads to the breakdown in law and order and the trust that we have in law enforcement to ensure the safety of everybody. So without further ado, what I'm going to do is to go ahead and yield the floor to Dr. Claude Anderson, who is, you know, a renowned professor and sociologist, retired now largely, but he's a powerful lecturer. And we're going to talk about inappropriate behavior. He's going to talk about inappropriate behavior. And open up the phone lines to you to have a discussion with me for the next about 45 minutes or so to an hour. This is a special conversation tonight, talking about making the best of where we are. Things are not everywhere we want them to be. All right, here you hear.
Talk about this morning is the inappropriate behavior pattern of black folks.
Those are the only two problems you have. I don't care what anybody else talks about in America. It's not worthwhile wasting your time. The problem in America is not drug abuse, crime, low-income housing, public housing, food stamps, welfare, teenage pregnancy. Those are symptoms of a problem. The symptoms are the fact that you don't only control anything to run, you control your lives. That's the problem. And the second thing is inappropriate behavior patterns. And before I get into inappropriate behavior patterns, let me define that for you. Now, I'm in current day terms, I might call it the Rodney King syndrome. That's pretty familiar to most of you. That's when somebody pulls you out of the car, breaks your jaw, breaks three ribs, cracks two, knocks out two teeth, gives you a concussion, breaks your wrist, breaks your kneecap, and stomps you, and you say, why can't we all get along? That is inappropriate behavior. Or if I'm in Detroit, Michigan, and when I was there functioning as an assistant police commissioner during the riot, I was working on riot possibilities and techniques in the city, I get a call down to by some people who had been involved in a couple of murders. And he said, look, I didn't have anything to do with it, Anderson. I just there to witness it. I said, what happened? Well, you see, they had a disturbance in Detroit, Michigan, and the police broke into a motel and found two black boys in there with some white girls. And they didn't like that, even though they were in a black neighborhood. It paid for the room. It was their right to be wherever they wanted to be. It was between them and God. But the police officers were white. They were very disturbed about this. So what they did, they took those two boys on a Friday, and they beat them all day Friday. They beat them all day Saturday. And by Sunday, they got tired of beating them. They said, well, we just go ahead and kill them. And so one of the officers picked up a rifle, and hit the oldest black kid in the back of the head with a rifle. The kid was only about 22 years of age. Hit him so hard that it knocked one eye completely out of the socket and bulged the other eye and broke the rifle cock. And the poor kid fell on his knees and crawled around and found the broken stock of the rifle. And his knees held up and apologized for having a hard head. That is inappropriate behavior. Question should have been, why are you brutalizing me and killing me? What have I done to you? And so that kind of inappropriate behavior is what we've been systematically programming to displaying as black folks in a very highly competitive society.
So, you heard Dr. Claude Anderson. He crossed two seminal issues here. And that is the lack of economic independence and being forced to engage in society in such a way that is inappropriate. What he focused on was two things: the inappropriate behavior of people in position, power, and authority in government, society, over those who are marginalized or deprived or depressed or oppressed. But he also pointed to the fact that those people must do something to empower themselves. And that's where I'd like to have a conversation with you tonight. So for the next probably hour or so, we want to talk about that. Yes, we know that there's a lot of bad things going on. Unfortunately, you have bad apples in the police force. You have bad apples in teachers. You have bad apples in the social service industry. You have negative things and terrible things that are going on all over the country. Okay? That's true. But, beloved, at some point we have to stop and ask ourselves, how do we avoid those things? What can I do to keep myself safe, place myself above victimization? That's what I want to talk to you about. And I got my good friend from Peoria, Illinois on, Pastor Waller. We hope that he'll be joining us in our other calling. How you doing there, Mama D?
I'm okay, darling. How you doing, you and Pastor Waller and everybody on the radio station tonight?
Great. Pastor should be coming along just a little bit. And, you know, I've been out running, so I had to run here to get into the little studio here and get up and going. But we're having a... And we've abbreviated our show, but this is a special conversation, Mama D, and I know this is something that you've shared near and dear to your heart as well. And we really
talk
about how to make the best of where we are. Things are not where we want them to be, right? Would you agree with
that?
That's
true.
Okay. So do we just throw our hands up? Do we just fight and without any focus and direction? Or should we stop for a second and ask ourselves, well, shoot, how do I make the best of where I am right now? What do you think about that, Mama? Just you and me talking right now.
I'm sorry if there's noise in the background. My neighbor chose to cut his grass.
That's okay. Oh, you're fine. You're fine. That's fine.
I feel like this. However,
okay.
I take whatever I got and make the best of it. I took things out of my home that I had in my home, and I took them and I chose to redo my bathroom.
Okay,
and
okay.
And that's like life. You take things
mm-hmm.
that you have instilled within you, and you make the best of what you got already. And it becomes golden and becomes gold, and it becomes so beautiful to you. And I look back and I said, I got all these little things in here. May not be much to nobody else. And when I redesign
right.
it, then imagine that. Imagine
okay,
that.
Okay.
And that's what we have to share with the kids, that if you take what you already have within still within you and you redesign it, you got so much than you even think you have. You don't even know you got it like that. It's gone. I stand 10 toes down with that, sir.
Okay. Okay. I like that. So you're saying that if all you have is a pair of old, worn leather boots,
whoa.
That you take shoe polish, you take spit, and you take a
shine
soft rag, and you shine that thing up. Come on, man.
And you got a brand new, ooh, hallelujah, you got a brand new pair of boots.
Wow.
Take your feet
wow.
in them and walk down that street, and you feel proud.
Great. That's powerful right there. Let me tell you why I'm having this conversation tonight, this special conversation. I had considered just putting a previous show on and letting that air and run, but just this week I met with some people, and you know I'm running for office, and well-meaning people. A lot of tension out there, Mama D. A lot of anger, a lot of frustration. And I find that it's not just the babies, Mama D, it's old people. They're mad, too. And so I asked the question, okay, that's where we are, though, right? Well, how do we make the best of this situation? You know what I mean? And I hope some of them will listen. I hope they decided to follow us tonight. I hope they decide to come on. The number is to call the 657-383-0944. I don't know if they will, but you and I are talking right now, and anyone out there that's following us on Facebook Live, you can shoot me a question or comment. But so, Mama D, I hear the anger and I hear the frustration. But at some point, we've got to pick up the pieces, like you said, and take what we got and work with it.
Wow.
You know?
Wow. I think that, you know what, each of us all have our own struggles in life.
Sure we do.
And I also believe that if you take your struggles and
mm-hmm.
you pray about them and you put them in your own bag and you ask for your help when you – help is always needed. I need help every day. I ain't going to lie.
Okay. No doubt
so
about it. I mean,
you take your struggles and you put them in your bag. And you take them and you put them in God's hand, it's going to be okay if you believe that. You got to believe first to achieve.
That's right.
If you don't believe, you will not achieve this. I hope for myself every day, and I pray for myself every day, and I pray for others as well.
Right.
To believe is to achieve. Now, if you don't believe, you can't achieve anything because you don't have the faith in what you're talking about. You ain't got to see it to know it, to feel it. You don't
good
have
point.
To see those things.
Right,
but if it's
right.
in your heart and it is what it is, then it's going to become realistic to you.
Sure.
This
sure.
is what
okay.
I believe.
Okay, okay, that's good talk. Mama D,
I am not no pastor, but I am a bishop's daughter. And I know what I'm talking
no,
about.
You're preaching that, darling. You're preaching that. Don has joined us from Selma, Alabama. Good. How you doing,
hey,
brother?
Don.
How you doing?
Guess what I just saw, Mr. Doc, before I got to work?
What's that?
Miss, what's that, Marsha Blackburn, the one, the congressman up there?
Okay.
The one that claimed that she's a Republican. Don't forget, we started Republican Party down here in Cahaba. Now, guess what she
okay,
got on that just said? Guess
what
she just said, Ms.
Doc? I don't know.
She
don't
said that the FBI agents in Tennessee is straightforward and honest. Ain't no son of a gun in Tennessee that got a badge on and got a law degree is honest. You let them know what I said so.
Now,
look, right,
now so that
I said it.
So that's interesting you say that, Don. This is a special conversation tonight, and that's really you. What you have articulated was a frustration and an anger with the FBI.
You damn right.
And
what they did to my cousin Nicolene.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Don't you ever tell them that they straight with me.
I get you. Now hold on 1 second, Don. And that's what we're focusing on within this hour is Don. We know what we know in our heart is wrong, or it's bothering us, it's troubling us. How can we take that anger, that frustration, channel it in a way that we're able to move on from where we are, Don? Can you talk to me about that, sir?
Mr. Doctor, it's strange that you. It's strange that you say that. I'm at a location right now. I'm out on
okay.
the outskirts of Selma, and that's the same
okay.
place my dad called the march from because he was trying to keep them from killing these good old boys that after they killed Jimmie Lee Jackson. Now, guess what? We at the same. It's like some things don't never change. It remains the same. And guess what, Mr. Doctor?
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what I see right now.
Okay.
Come Saturday morning, Rose Sanders – and Senator Hank Sanders gonna be over at the barbershop here called Teamwork, meeting with us in the barbershop. Now, let me break it down
okay.
to you, Mr. Docker, so you can get it. Hank Sanders is not from Dallas County. He's from Baldwin County.
Okay.
He went to Harvard.
Okay.
All right? Right now, if they met with us at the barbershop, now listen to this, Mr. Docker. My great-great-grandparents was turning loose the slaves in this county. If they met
okay.
with us right now in that barbershop, guess what, Mr. Dockery? Selma University don't have a law department. Selma University
mm-hmm.
don't have an economic department. They got
mm-hmm.
Wallace Community College on Congressman Benjamin Turner's land. If they going to reverse
right.
all of that, are they going to change that? Are they going to teach us how to charter banks and run the economic process so we be a part of the political and economic process? Are they going to change
right.
that?
So done. That's what Mama D just shared from Peoria, Illinois. She said something that was powerful, man. I hear what you're saying. You're asking if these people, elected officials who are in position of power and influence, are they going to change the conditions and circumstances for the people in that county? Well, what Mama D said, I think it makes a lot of sense. You tell me what you think about it. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, Mama D, so jump in if I'm going wrong. What I heard her saying, Don, is that you got to take even your messed up situation, man, and you got to take your tears and turn them into water and make them wash away the things that are not good for you and do something for yourself. And you've even said that, Don, by economic development, you know, empowerment. You can control a lot of things in your life.
And Mr. Doctor, I'm going to throw this at you, too. Early this morning, I was dead asleep from working last night. I didn't get home to about – I didn't go to bed around about 3:30. I ain't going to tell you no lie.
Wow.
So I was dead asleep.
Wow.
Tyrone Collier – don't forget his name. Tyrone Collier called me out of dead sleep this morning. And Steve had already called me in. He was fussing with Tyrone. He said Tyrone said this. Tyrone said that wasn't what he was mad about. What Tyrone is mad about in Dixon County, he's bonded in concrete. He's bonded very high in concrete. His daddy was bonded. He hired his brothers. They get the damn money. They go out and get the money and go spend it all on crack. That's what he's mad about.
Boy.
I paid you $300 in 3 days. You get the damn money and take it to the Ku Klux Klan with some damn crack. That's what Tyrone is mad about.
Okay. Let me bring Mama D in for a second. Mama D, when you look at, when we look at, of course, we can't tell nobody what to do. We can't control nobody's life. But Mama
That's
D,
that.
when we look at certain realities, what does everyone have to do for themselves, Mama D? What is it that we have to control within ourselves? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I think that we have to nurture. Take two steps back sometimes. When you get to try to take everybody, sometimes you got to take two steps back and think, how do I take care of me?
Right.
How do I learn how to tell others how to help them better themselves as well as me bettering myself?
Right.
Even though
right.
as hard as I try, it's not always easy. Baby. So when you get through letting people and you're doing what you're doing, trying to help other folks sometimes, they'll break you down to a fraction.
If you ain't standing
10 toes down, they'll break you down to a fraction. And you are a fraction of a human being, is what I
think. Wow. Okay. Wow. Pastor, you hear that? Pastor Wallace joined us tonight. How you doing, my friend?
Hey,
how you doing there? 8112.
I'm hanging in there, my love.
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice.
And I like her.
Yeah, I thank God for you. And I want to tell you that I did receive your card, and I want to thank you for that.
You're welcome, my love.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
So,
I heard
Pastor, we're go ahead. You want to respond to that, Pastor? Yeah. Because we're done is on with us too from Sam with Pastor Wallace. Say hello to Don there, Pastor.
Hey, now how you doing, Brother Don?
Doing all right, Pastor. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay, brother. Thank you for asking.
Yes,
so
sir.
We're talking about making the best, Pastor, where we are. Don talked about some things that are really frustrating. And he made a good point about people misusing their resources, right? Hard-earned resources. And people working hard to try to provide them with something and do something for them, and they burn it, they mess it up, they waste it. But, Pastor, and that's what Mama D was talking about when you came in, how do we make the best of where we are, Pastor? Even if we stand in knee-deep in quicksand, how do we make the best of that?
Well, you know, you said even if you're standing knee-deep in quicksand, that means that you seem to be stuck. And in order to get some help, you have to make first thing first. How can I reach out for help? You know, who can I call on? And you know how the old James says, don't call me brother unless you really mean it. So if a brother see me in quicksand and I'm stuck and seem like I just can't get out no matter how hard I try, then and only then you would think that a person would reach out to kind of give you a hand. But what I heard 8112 saying is that when a person is doing all right, someone is basically always trying to put you down to that effect. And I think that, to me, it's not a good thing. That's not a good thing at all.
No.
So we have to learn. It's going to take a learning how to know what the power of togetherness is all about. You know? And I'll turn it back over after I say this. You know, the word said, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. See, that's
right.
There must be power in togetherness. But it says, as the furtherance of that verse, it says, after you let it be known, forsake not the assembling of ourselves, as some. Some don't care about together. Some don't want to be affiliated with anything that's good. So the evil will come in and say, I'm going to strip the good and try to do all I can to make it easy. And that's going on a lot of times, too. So we got to watch how we hear it.
It really is.
Don brought up a historical point about the death of Jimmie Lee Jackson back in the 60s. And he was just telling us how he was very near that spot right now where his dad was very active with Dr. King. And they were trying to control the anger and the frustration and the the desire to kill that black folk had there in Selma back then 50, 60 some years ago. And he was just saying that it's kind of eerie thinking about. Here we are in 2019, Don, and we got some people now, but you know who they're killing, Don? We killing one another.
Each
man.
Other. Each
we
other.
Killing one
Doc,
another.
I'm sitting here looking right here. Like I said, I'm sitting right here on Raceway, which is right outside city limits. You go down the street and you turn, take a right. You're going towards Marion where they killed Jimmie Lee Jackson. All right? Right here in front of this gas station, a murder just it happened out here. He had to close the gas station at 2 o'clock because soon they leave the club, they'll get out here and fight. They'll start getting drunk. They'll start shooting and killing each other. You know what I'm saying?
Mr. Dockery,
do you know who caused that problem?
Well, you know,
The ministers caused that problem, Mr. Dockery. Do you know how the ministers caused that problem?
Putting that on the minister.
Hold on. Let me finish. Because listen here, about a mile and a half away, Mr. Dockery, is Selma University. There is no economic department. There is no economic department. Give us each day our daily bread.
Don, it hurts like hell, but you can't blame that on everybody.
But guess what? If all those preachers have not done that today, it's still their fault. It's still their fault. But our ministers got, listen to this. You ever hear this song? It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
Right.
Some kind of preacher needs to be redeemed.
That's true too, Don. But let me hear from 8112. Let's see what she's saying, Don. And because you're making an interesting point, but she made a point. She said it hurts real bad what you're saying, and I don't think she's just denying what you're saying is true. But she's saying that you can't place all that blame. Well, now, what were you saying, 8112, about that? You said you can't put all the blame on people?
I respect, Don, everything that you're saying. I know you front and center. I got that part. It hurts like hell. But I also have this point that when we start blaming everybody, we keep holding on to that hatred and the anger.
Wow. Okay.
I don't want to do that no more. I don't want to do that anymore, sir. Is my point. You are so angry, being busy, being angry to me. And I respect what you went through, and I respect what you said all the time. But my point is, when we let it go and give it up and give it to God, then we got to do what we got to do for ourselves. I'm learning how to let everything go now. I'm trying to teach my own self.
Mm.
Only through the humbleness. We got to be humble. Mm. You got to be humble. And we got to let this go. We're getting too old for this stuff. We got to be humble.
But Mama D.
I'm getting too old
Mama
for
D.
this stuff. Yes, sir.
But Mama D,
yes,
one of
sir.
Your sisters while ago, one of your sisters in Chicago while ago, in Chicago, she's
how
more
you know
science temperature
my
like.
Sister? Who told you that?
We all spiritual brothers and sisters.
Okay?
But listen to this. One of the sisters that's in the more science, she was on the messenger with me a while ago. She did not trust me. She would listen to me. She did not trust me. So I had to build trust in her. I was letting her know that guess what? I know Jesse Jackson wasn't part of the right to vote movement. I let her know that. I had to let her know who truly I was. See, the sisters feel insecure because we don't put a bunch of Negro, black, and colored leaders up there, and they don't feel comfortable who's straight forward.
Okay, but Don, man.
Well, you got to be straight.
Sir, Don, I love you. I like your conversation sometimes, but may I say this to you? And I'm going to the home plate. I want to say this to you. Regardless of who you talk to and how they brought it to you, I'm going to tell you a true story. There comes a time in all of our lives where we got to give certain things up, whether we like it or not. Whether we accept the conversations or not. Whether we appreciate or regulate what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes, even though it hurts like hell, we got to let certain things go and try to move forward, sir.
Mama D, I'm going to bring something to you.
And
I'm going to say, can you help me?
If you cannot move forward, darling, you keep living in the past.
Mr. Mama D, let me bring something. Okay, I'm going to bring it forward to you. Mama D. Mama D, let me tell you something right now that you don't know I'm going through. Can I tell you what I'm going through right now? You want to hear? Obama and Jesse and my brothers and sisters and them killed my damn daddy. So that's what I'm going through right now. If you don't know what I'm going through, that's what I'm going through. Thank you, baby. I done caught you. And it's on my damn phone.
Guess what?
You're running around here talking about you got some damn leaders. Ain't no damn leaders in this damn country. Quit telling these damn lies.
Don't tell him lies no more.
I won't hear that lie.
Hold on, son. One second.
Listen to me. I'm going to tell you a true story.
Don't tell me no goddamn lie no more. Don't you tell me Obama's a damn president. Lying up on a goddamn homosexual. Because they put the door to mess up people. Y'all know what's going on in this country.
Calm down.
I'm very calm, sister. I should be kidding, but I'm calm.
I understand what you are saying to me. I want you to understand this. Listen to me for one moment, please, baby.
Some bitch ain't shit. Bunch of niggas running around here, man. These niggas run around all day long. Talk on TV. That ain't straightforward. They went to these schools. They talk proper. And you sisters, like brothers, that talk proper. But a man come up talk to y'all like a man. Y'all ain't ready for that.
Hold on for a second.
My brother, to stop talking so much and listen to me, please?
Go ahead, A112. Just one second, Don. Give her a second. All right, go ahead, A112. What are we trying to... He's listening. I think he's listening to you. He's listening.
Okay, thank you for that. I'm finna tell you something. With all you've been through, I've been through a lot myself, sweetheart. And I understand what you are, where you're going and where you come from. My point to you is this. There comes a time. I'm finding my own way still. However, that we have to calm down and put that anger and that bitterness aside because it's consuming us. Understand what I'm trying to say right now. Woo. Put that anger and that bitterness. That's Lucifer doing that to you. That's the devil causing you to be so angry that you can't find no enjoyment in your conversation is what I'm finna say to you. Because...
Babe, how are you going to have some in conversation? You going to know that I don't understand the reality that I don't understand, Mr. Dockery. How you gonna have some honest? You want me to be honest with you? How you gonna have some enjoyment? And you walk around people that don't kill your own. How you gonna have some enjoyment with that?
You're hurt. You're angered and you're hurt. I got it.
Listen, Mr. Doctor. Ain't no police right now that I respect.
None.
If I see them with a badge, I think they're under shit. That's why I look at it now.
One second. Don, if you listen to her for a second, I think you may get around to why it is she has been dealing with her dislike for police officers, too. She have a very personal story. I think you'll find it to be powerful if you listen to it. But what? Give 1 second, Don. I hear you. I feel you, bro. I feel you. Listen, give her a second. Give her a second to hear it through, and then we'll come back to you. Pastor, you stand by there, Pastor. Okay, then let her finish her thought. You want to share a little bit about that? If you don't, that's okay, 812. If you don't feel up to it, that's okay, too.
Yeah, I do feel up to it because it's something that everyone needs to listen to. It's happening every day. I hear with these kids.
Sure.
And my point to you is, sir, all the things happened back in 20, not even 20, whatever happened, I understand your anger, frustration, trust and believe this. I got it, baby. My point to you is this. If we cannot find the heart to forgive, and we try to forget as hard as it is on us, is my point, that there's going to be a problem within your own soul, and you're going to find yourself more angrier than you should be, than to keep yourself content and find peace within yourself, sir. Don, I feel your anger because you're there and you've been there. Your dad was there. I got it. I tell my children to do by the law and everything, and the law killed my son. So guess what? I can hold on to that anger. I can either choose to hold on to it or let it go. I choose to let it go because it's consuming me more than I think I deserve to be consumed. Devil is trying to steal my joy. Woo! And I got to hold on to my humbleness by the grace of God.
Don, big brother, you follow where she's going, man. Don, do you appreciate
what she's trying to say? But then, Mr. Doctor, I'm going to say this to you, Mr. Doctor, and I'm going to say this to her. Listen to this.
Okay.
Them ones that did my dad, hold on. Them ones that did my dad, they going to come around smiling. They going to come around grinning. See? And guess what I want to let them niggas know? Don't come around me goddamn grinning, you done killed my dad. Don't come around me smiling, you done killed my dad. Don't come around grinning. Don't come around smiling. Stay the fuck away from me. That's where I'm at with you.
We hear your frustration, Don. Pastor Wallen, can you add some good advice, some wisdom here, brother?
Thank you. Hey, man, listen, let me say something to Don right quick, if you will. I heard what you said, Dr. Dockery. Yes, I think that When you walk in like that and you have rights to be angry, but to deal with it in such a way where it lingers, and that, you know, it's something that's not hard to break, and that's understandable. But here on this show right here, right now, we're dealing with how to govern ourselves according to the pride where someone else won't be able to be as angrier as Brother Don is, because that could cause you to explode at any moment, because the way things seem to be the same way, or you can't see change nowhere. And that's understandable, but this is what I like to say to him right now, is that keep believing that God is going to utilize what the enemy meant for bad and get some good out of it, because that's where you come in at. You know, that's where you come in at. You are able to recognize some things that's going on, and of course, keep striving, keep pushing towards what can be a little bit more better for us. What can happen to say over here is the old taste and see that the Lord is good. So we got to learn how to trust in the Lord even more now, because we know that the enemy does mean things for the bad. And I think whatever happened to your kin people, it had to be intentional the way you put it. And then they come around smiling in your face like you're supposed to accept it. And that's a hard pill to swallow. Yes, it is. So I can't say don't be angry. I would just say find a way to deal with it based on this show right here that could kind of give you a foundation to say this is where I can get some peace at, you know. And I just want to encourage you, brother, to let you know that there is a prayer, and I'll turn it back over to you, Pastor Doc. There is a prayer that I used to pray a long time ago when I found out how effective it was.
One day you might look up one day, the ones that smiling, you might take a gun and blow all their goddamn brains out.
Yeah.
Well, that ain't gonna help, though.
Ain't you see what I'm saying? And I say it, because guess what? These ones right here now, they're smiling. They think it's so funny in Selma that these police right here running dope from Mobile to Chicago. They think it's so damn cool. You ain't got no damn bank in the damn town. You run around here with plastic damn cars. You don't control nothing. Because you ain't on the board of the bank, so you don't control no economics. So you're looking like a fool. You're 95% of the population, so you're looking real dumb.
Right.
I'm going to tell you right straight up.
Don,
you're looking dumb for the world.
Hey, Don.
Go ahead, Mr. Doctor. I'm going to call like I see it. You're looking dumb before the world.
All right. Well, Pastor Wallen, I want to finish saying something to you, if you don't mind, Don. Go ahead, Pastor.
Go ahead.
What I was saying, there's a prayer, Don, that I used years ago, even when I was angry. I know people that harmed me, but I asked God to grant me the serenity to accept the things that I couldn't change. And I got power from that. And then I asked him to give me the courage to change the things that I could, and he gave power for that. And then in the end, he said he gave me the difference between the two. He said he wanted me to know the difference between the two. And that's when wisdom came in there. So I understand the difference. There is a difference. But what I had to do, I used what the enemy meant bad for my footstool. And now I'm striving to do better for the community, man, as a whole, even with all the wrong that has been done to me. So I just want you to know that there's been a lot of wrong done to me, and I understand your frustration and your anger, but I'm finding ways to deal with it a little bit different now, and that's why God helped me to accept what I couldn't change, man. I couldn't change it.
You said, God grant me the serenity. Accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change things I can't, and the wisdom to know
I need that wisdom to understand the difference. So there's a difference between the two, so I dealt with it a little bit different. The first half of my life, I was really angry. I was really angry about the first half of my life. But now that I took the first half of my life and I'm using it as a footstool to try to do better for our people, man. So just be encouraged. You're going to be all right.
And let me say this, Don, if I may share this with him. This brother right here, in his own way, is pushing to try to improve the overall quality of life because of the legacy and the lessons he learned from his dad and the struggle, you know. There are a lot of people that are trying to do that, and it Don's own way. Maybe that's where your frustration comes from, Don. Everything you're trying to do, it seems like it's something that's always coming at you and hitting at you. But that's what Mama D and Pastor, I think they're right on point, Don. I think you agree with them that, but it ain't over for us yet. See what I'm saying, Don? It ain't over for us yet. And the enemy thinks he's going to win. He thinks he's doing good, but it ain't over.
Mr. Doctor, they're so dumb that the Catholic Church done gave them so much money, they accepted the doggone money and they thought they done got back. That's what these monkey creatures did down here. I already know what they did. The Catholic Church gave them that money to keep quiet, and then they think they're going to get back. And like I told you, that one up there in Dixon County, he dying right now. You ain't going to get back. You put your hand on that money, you ain't going to get back.
Can I say something to you? Don, may I say something to you, sir, please? I like your conversation sometime, but I'm going to say this, if I may, if you allow me to. I think that you are so close and in reach that you've fallen apart from what is really, and you're taking it so deep in depth that you are so angry and bitter that only God can deliver you from this, because once you release it, you're going to be a happy person. Hey. You're going to feel better about you, Don. That's what I think. And you won't come across like this in a different whole manner that, okay, I'm going to release myself from this because I've been living this my whole life. I want to change. And that's how I feel. I want to change. Do you want to change? And once you let that go, you're going to feel like, I feel like something took a weight off my shoulder.
Once you do that,
baby, guess what? You're going to see the difference between night and day. You may not even understand it like I do sometimes, how it came about, but you're going to give it up, and you're going to let it go, because you've been down there instead of Alabama all your life, so you say. But once you let God handle this, give it up. Let it go. You can't solve all these problems. I can't do it, and I ain't trying to do it no more. I'm trying to take care of Ms. D now. We all older now, and we trying to help these young folks. And if we can't help them, if we can't help you, how you going to help them? You can't help them if you can't help you. How you going to help you if you can't? How you going to help them if you can't help you?
Give them the truth and quit lying to them.
No, you can talk all this crap all you want to.
You quit lying to them and tell them the truth. Now, you know the biggest lie that's going around in our community? You know the biggest lie going around in our community? Y'all get up and tell these children every day. You know the biggest lie going around in our community?
Hold on, 8112.
Do you know what's the biggest lie going around in our community?
Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second, guys. Let's not talk over each other.
Okay.
What are you trying to say, Don? All right, hold on 1 second.
The biggest lie, your two sisters are living. Let me tell you the biggest lie. One, you run around here saying you're Democrat. Can I tell you something? Andy Jackson descended live right around the corner from my mama's house. All right, they running cocaine. They start the Democratic Party. You don't look Irish to me. You ain't got suckers to me. You ain't got real hair to me. So why you run around here saying it's something that you ain't?
All right, hold on one second, guys. So we got 15 minutes left, and you all know this was a special segment here, and it was just an hour. Let's wrap it up. I've heard some good things. Thank you, 8112, for being here. I've heard some good things. Don, you know, you and I have talked a lot, and I share with you that if I struck out at everybody that made me mad, it wouldn't be nobody else in the world. Remember me saying that, Don?
But check this out. Now, you see my mama's house, right? I'm going to tell you something. You see my mama's house, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Now,
yes,
guess
sir.
What?
Yes.
Mr. Docker, when I come home, I ain't going to tell you no lie. I don't know what I might do to Richard Sing Sing's son. And guess
what?
I don't see no police no more. I don't see none of them no more. Because guess what I done found out about them, Mr. Docker? You got the KKK element on the police department. So guess what?
Okay.
I don't see you no more.
I got you. Let me bring us back here. We've been talking about making the best of where we are. That's not to say that everything is like we want it, but we talk about making the best of where we are. Because if we don't, we die. Part of being a living being is to be able to expand, to regroup, to reheal, and to move forward. If we're stuck anywhere in the present, in the past, we can't move forward. So I heard some good things. But, Pastor, you were going to say something before Mama D and Don was dialoguing. See, what you guys are doing are dialogue. Some people may see this as arguing, but you all are dialoguing. And that's what we need in the healing process, is to be able to dialogue with one another and to hear one another through, because there's a power in each one of our testimonies. So I think that's a good thing. But let me turn to Pastor Waller. What were you going to say, Pastor Waller? You were going to share something else with both Don and Mama Dita.
Yeah, but I like to say, you know, the time is good where we have to learn how to make the best of a bad situation. Because there are situations that are bad. They're not just all good. You know, the word says, but we know that all things work together for the good. You know, for those that love God, who are called according to his purpose. And sometimes, you know, even in his purpose, things get a little rough. And things don't always go the night we think they should. And that's where I'm at, you know, and I want to encourage Brother Don again, because there's 81 and you were saying they was in a dialogue, and that's a beautiful thing. But in the midst of all of the bad things that comes with it, you know, the word gave us something to hold on to, and it still gives us that today. It gives us a power that says all things work together for the good. That means that those things that are not so good, it works together for the good for those who love God and who are called according to his purpose, which means that's an ongoing relationship with God, and he will give us what we need to get through it, because we have endured hardship for a mighty long time, and I thank God for both of us. You know, and we just need it, it helps me a lot to know that, hey, it's okay to be angry and find solutions in the midst of it. And it's just not, I'm just angry because I want to be angry. I don't think that the brother's angry because he want to be angry. He's angry because he realized what's going on and what's still happening today. He dressed up by way of saying what he still knows is going on, and it's a possibility that it is. I wouldn't doubt that. You know, however, that's just like you smile in my face, you know, all the time he's trying to take my place with a backstabbing. And that's what he's saying. And he's saying that could be happening right before him, and then brings forth the anger. So what I would say, according to what I've learned, that what the enemy meant for bad, God will get the good out of it, only if we lean and depend upon him. And the rest to it, it's not on you. You know, and that's what I had to do. I had to remind myself of that, as angry as I was.
Yeah.
You know, so
I appreciate that. Because so, Don, what we want to do, man, is not be weary in our well-doing, big brother. And we want to stay focused because the things that you've laid out, you've talked about, they're great ideas. We can't get there if we check out ahead of the game. You know what I'm saying, Don?
But, Mr. Dockery, sometimes when you
yeah.
– how can I say it like this? You can be so laid back, they still take you out of the game.
Well, that's true, too.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
You can be so laid back that they take you up out of here.
So you're saying don't be sleep. Don't be sleep then.
Man, you got to keep that. You got to stay on your toes. You better.
That's a good point. What were you going to say, Mama D?
I said I agree with that. I also agree with the fact that I said that if you hold all this anger in your heart, that's where it's going to go. It's going to be called misplaced anger.
Mm-hmm.
And misplaced anger is something that will take you down faster than anything in this world.
Very well.
Sometimes you got to just take two steps back and say, I give it to God. I'm down with it.
Yeah. Well,
can I tell you something, Mama D? Can I tell something to Mama D?
Yes,
we got 9 minutes.
Right now, I'm in a room with a guy. That's guy that's about 6 to 8 years old. He can't read. And I see some homosexual tendencies. So the day I was raising my voice and
he
started getting angry. Can you listen, Mama D? I want you to listen to
yes,
it. As I was raising my voice, getting real, just like I'm talking now, he said, man, my mama hit me in the head. And I said, Junior, it wasn't right for your mama to hit you in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
I understand where you're coming from.
Possibly,
yes,
Don,
sir,
the inflection of your voice triggered a memory of a negative experience that this guy had with his mom.
That's right.
So that's powerful, man. It is important that
we realize
that we must remain calm and be consistent, though, as an example, even when we're trying to help people, because they can see that and they can feel that. And we can, I'm talking about myself first, if we're not in check, we can have a negative effect on those who we're trying to help, you know.
I hear people say all the time, but I'm going to hold on to you, my brother.
I'm going to hold on. I'm going to grab both your hands. And I'm going to hold on to you, my brother. And you're going to weather this storm, whether you like it or not. I'm going to hold on to you, my brother. How about that, Mr. Don?
All right.
Hey, guess what, Mama D? You know what I love? Let me tell you something. You know what I love about my sisters, though? Even though we are, I'm glad that they tolerate us.
There you go. Because I'm messed up, Don. And my wife has tolerated me for 28 years, man. 28 years. Can you believe that? I don't know how to do it. But no, that's
good. I don't even
miss
a great woman. That's how it's about to do it. She's a great woman.
Uh-oh. But, guys, we got
but, Don, I got your hands like Pastor Dr. Selma. Hold on to my hand like Tim Bartel. I got your hand. I'm going to hold on to this. Whether I like what you say or don't like it, you're going through a lot.
That's genuine.
And my brother,
that's
I appreciate
that's
you.
That's genuine. Hey, Don, that's from Salma to Peoria, Illinois right there, bro. Now, that's from Peoria.
I know. I need those sisters in Illinois with their eyes open. I really do.
My eyes are
open. Well,
and I got your hand. I'm holding it.
All right now. Great conversation. Give us a final thought right quickly, Mama D. And then, Don, then we'll have Pastor Rappers up here. We only had an hour for tonight.
I'm holding your hand. And anybody that wants me to hold their hand, and God bless us all because we need it.
Yeah. Well, I love you for that, sister. I love you for that. All right,
yes,
Don, what you want to say, big brother? Would you give me final thoughts?
Listen, I was going to tell Mama D. Mr. Doctor, I'm going to tell Mama D this story. I used to go out to my uncle's house on a Saturday evening after he get through barbecuing on a Friday. and selling his meat on a Saturday. And him and his wife would be, used to be cussing and fussing at each other, working out the economics. Can I tell you something, Mama D? That beautiful
yes,
brick
sir.
House is still standing out there on the end of Tally Road.
Wow.
But it worked out all right, didn't it, sir?
Yes, sir. The house is still
it's
standing.
Gonna be all right. Yes, ma'am, to
okay.
me. But yes, sir,
all
it's
right.
going to be all right. Oh, that
okay,
car, it's going to be all right.
Amen. Amen. Wow. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I think that's a good conclusion to making the best of where we are. That's a good.
Yes,
Pastor,
sir.
Pastor. Bring
yes,
us home, man. Bring us to a close, there, man.
Answer me, Pastor, while I miss your conversation.
Likewise. I praise God for you. Yes, I do. I praise God for all of you. And I thank God for the conversation tonight.
Yeah, powerful.
I'm getting ready to get to the penitentiary on a visit. And I just want to make sure that we know that as long as we desire to be free, according to the book of John 8:32, and it says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So we have to continue to strive to make sure we're going to walk in truth. No matter what the enemy tried to do to us, the Bible says, according to what I've learned, and it says, unless Satan gets the advantage of us, but we are not ignorant of his devices. That means we are familiar with him. And now that we know that, we're going to keep walking in the truth, all right? Praise God.
Love y'all so much. I love y'all so much. And thank you, Pastor Wallace.
Yeah, we love you as well.
Zachary and Mr. Dunn, I love you guys so much. If I don't come back for a little bit, then you know I'm going through some trials and tribulations of my own.
That's
all right.
Well, we're praying for you, sister. We're praying for you. And
yeah.
I know Dunn loves you like I do. I know Dunn loves you like
I do. She ain't going
nowhere.
Hey, Mr. Dockery. Mr. Dockery, she ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. She ain't going
nowhere. I love you guys.
No, Doc.
So all right.
Much.
But I'm back.
Okay. All right, man. All right, man.
I'm back.
Well,
it's all right.
Thank you all so much, guys. We appreciate you. And we're going to strive to be back next Tuesday night at 7 o'clock for another episode of Talk Straight. And the change, and said it like this about change that's going to come. It's going to come. Until next time, this is Talk Straight. Thank you all for joining us tonight. We'll be back next Tuesday at 7 o'clock for another episode of Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Ruben Duck, Pastor Ricky Wallace, our co-host. Yes, sir. Change. Oh, yes, it will. My. Amen.